Josh joining us by phone this morning from Washington. We're going to try to get you down here and live and in person, Josh, sometime soon.
I'd love to do it, Steve. I like D.C., but Nashville sounds so inviting.
You know, one of the things that that the president is really emphasizing and putting a lot of political capital behind is the need to do something sooner rather than later. And it's been interesting. We were actually talking with the head of the Small Business Administration, Hector Brado, yesterday about this issue, that you've got some of the same folks on the left, on the Democrat side of the aisle, who just a few short years ago were talking about the crisis in Social Security and the need to do something sooner rather than later. And now these are the same folks who have their own private accounts as members of the Senate, members of Congress, who don't think we need to do anything suddenly.
Well, I think I'm afraid it's become partisan, that you do have a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle, but especially Democrats during the Clinton administration, who were arguing that there is a crisis looming in the Social Security system. But I'm afraid to say that now, because President Bush is the one who's stepping up trying to do something about it, there are folks that feel like they have to be opposed to it, and I fear there's a lot of partisanship involved in that. I think we need to take the partisanship out of it, recognize there's a problem. There are a lot of different kinds of solutions to the problem that we need to work out, but let's recognize there's a problem, sit down, and address it.
One of the arguments that keeps being thrown out against it, Josh, is that it's going to cost us $1 trillion to make the change, and that we just don't have the money there, that we can't have tax cuts, we can't keep the tax cuts we've had, and at the same time generate this extra $1 trillion to make this system work. What do you respond to that?
Well, what people are talking about when they throw numbers around like that are that they're claiming that there's a huge cost to creating personal accounts. What personal accounts means is that the government would allow your worker to keep more of his or her own money. You're paying in money into the Social Security system now on the hope that when you retire, the government's going to be able to give it back to you. What's really going on is that the government is spending the money, issuing IOUs, and then hoping to have the money later on to pay your benefits. Personal accounts let you keep your own money today and invest it in a prudent way, watch it grow, and you own it. So you get to have it at retirement, or even your heirs get to have it if you're not around. The money that we need to let people keep more of their own money is an obligation the government already owes. So it's not $1 trillion of new money that suddenly the government owes. That's bringing forward an obligation and letting people keep more of their own money. The real question is, can we afford not to do something like that? Because we need to fix this system. If we don't do it, the system is not going to be around in the way it's been promised for the people who are getting ready to go to work today. Today's retirees, near retirees, nothing's going to change for them.
Yeah, the president's made it clear that if you're over 55, nothing will change in the proposed system, and he won't back our proposed system to change anything. And yet you've got the AARP spending a lot of money going out there scaring the bejeebers out of seniors, telling them that they're going to cut your Social Security, they're going to destroy the system, and the money that you've been promised won't be there.
Yeah, I think those are really unfortunate kinds of charges. That's the wrong kind of rhetoric for this thing. The president has made clear, everybody who's working on this has made clear, that if you are at or anywhere near retirement, you will get exactly what's been promised to you. Nothing's going to change for you. The problem is that for today's younger workers, the people entering the workforce today, the system is automatically going to have to impose a cut on them, or there's going to have to be a huge increase in taxes. And I don't think we can sustain either one. What we need to do is put the system on a sound basis. And we think that one of the key elements of that is letting people keep more of their own money today so that they can earn a good return on that and own an asset for their entire lives.
Some of the early polls when the president first put this on the table and really surprised a lot of folks, Josh, in moving ahead on something that had always sort of been the third rail of politics that everybody wanted to avoid. When he put it out on the table, people seem to be more supportive in some of the polls than they are today. Do you feel like you're losing ground in this battle for the public support?
No, it's becoming more polarized, but I think we're actually doing pretty well. The president is just at the early to middle stages of going around making the case to the American public that there is a problem. And we're finding that in the polling that if you ask people whether there is a serious problem, if Social Security will be going bankrupt by the time they retire, especially younger folks recognize that that's so and that their benefits are in jeopardy unless the federal government steps in and takes an action. So we're making progress there. We're seeing some polarization on this issue of personal accounts. I think because there's been a lot of scare rhetoric out there, but when the president has a chance, when local supporters of personal accounts have a chance to make their case, I think you'll find that that the majority of the American people come around, especially if, as I'm confident, the majority of the American people can, on an issue this important, can put aside partisan rhetoric and look at the substance, look at their own interest, look at what's good for the country.
Are you seeing any Democrats starting to kind of cross that line and say, look, we need to work in a bipartisan manner and work this? You need to have some leadership from that side of the aisle to get that done.
I think we do, and we're beginning to see that. It's early days yet for those kind of conversations, but I know there are many responsible Democrats in this town, and I feel confident that when it comes time to legislate, there will be good people at the table trying to come up with a good solution.
The other argument against the system is, or the private account system, is that it's just too risky, that allowing Americans to invest more of our money in the stock market, in companies that employ us, in companies that sell our products around the world, that investing in those companies is just too risky for American retirement accounts, even though, again, most of the members of the Senate and Congress who are arguing against this have their own private accounts, have heavy investments in the stock market themselves. It seems a little duplicitous.
Well, and it depends on what you're talking about. I guess you could construct a system that you or I or any objective observer might say looks risky from the outside, but the kind of system that the president and others are talking about isn't that kind of system. It's one that resembles the program that all of us federal employees have now called the Thrift Savings Plan. And under that plan, I can set aside a large amount of money every month into a retirement account. And I get to choose from five or six different investment options, but they're all carefully selected investment options. I can't go gamble money anywhere. I can't put it all on one stock. These are index funds. And if you do that kind of investing, in a broad-based fund of securities, history tells us that at no 20-year period in American history, and that's going back even to the Depression, no 20-year period does that portfolio perform worse than inflation. In most periods, it does a whole lot better. So as long as there are proper regulations on the kinds of investments that can be made, it's not only not risky, it's the only sensible thing to do with your money.
Josh Bolton is the director of the Office of Management and Budget, the guy that's got to make sure the numbers meet with projections and helping to put together the budget and making sure it all kind of works out at the end. Josh, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Keep up the good work and get out there and help push this Social Security reform plan.
All right, Steve, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Wish you all the best.
Good to talk to you again, and we'll hopefully see you next.